Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, /to liberate, you will come up on the live stream of this program. I'm glad to have y'all with us this afternoon. We got an early start, and I came across some information today, and you know how we are. We don't validate nothing until white folks say it's okay. When white folks say it's okay for us to believe something, then it becomes okay to take it in as law now and as a valid piece of information, okay? So I realize that's how we operate. If daddy says it's okay, then it can be done. So what I came across today, though, was so disturbing to a lot of people, not to me, because as far as I'm concerned, if you have ever been exposed to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad or have any kind of spiritual knowledge in terms of DNA or markers and the science that's involved with just mating, then you would know that this article is long, long, long overdue, and especially in the black community. And what I'm talking about is the article that I came across today that was pretty much, I'm not going to say it was hilarious, but it gave, according to the emails that I got, it just seems as if a lot of folks are pretty shocked about what they're reading. And what we saw was some information that started off with your children may be able to inherit genes from an ex-boyfriend. Okay, and that's how the article started off, and that's how it presented itself. So while I'm waiting on Maddie to call, and that's my co-host, we are going to get into this article. Hopefully, she'll show up pretty soon. Matter of fact, I think they're on the line now. Maddie, are you there?
Yes,
line number two,
yes, I am.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Great.
I'm learning a lot about behavior problems and all sorts of things that most of us don't know until we start to discuss these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you have chosen me with your co-host to help understand what mental illness, mental deficient, behavior, whatever it's about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was just sharing with the audience, you know, something to just add another thing to the pot of how mixed up we can really be, is I ran into an article today, and it said there was a study that said your children may inherit genes from an ex-boyfriend. It says when we merge our bodies with another human being and then move on, we think that that person is gone forever. But on a microbiological level, there are numerous complex processes taking place which may indicate that your connection is permanent, lasting, and maybe even forever. For example, a recent study shows that after a mother carries a child in her body, some of the child's cells remain inside of the mother's body for life. So, if this occurs when carrying a baby inside your body, what about carrying a man's seed inside of your body, inside of your womb? A new study is claiming that sleeping with a person may lead to permanent connections that could actually cause your children to share genetic traits that are consistent with an ex-lover. A study at the University of South Wales found that the process of telogony is what they call it, where traits of past lovers are passed on to future children, actually are there. Now, scientists claim that they said that, they believe that scientists claim that for fruit flies, the size of the child's match size of the first male that the mother mated with and was not actually the biological father. Okay, to back up their study, let me go back up a little bit. Part of this study also was done with fruit flies, believe it or not. In case you want to know why the geneticists love to study, fruit flies, and that's because the genetic structure of these little creatures is highly comparable to those of human beings. In fact, fruit flies contain 75% of the genes that lead to disease within human beings. Scientists claim that for fruit flies, the size of the child matched with the size of the first male that entered the mother's mating circle and that of the actual biological father. They believe that this occurred because the modules of the first father's seeds were absorbed by the mother's eggs and they never left her body. So, when these eggs were later fertilized by another man, the first man's influence was still being felt inside the mother's body. Maybe this is why you get a chill down your spine when an ex-boyfriend walks into the room. We don't know yet whether this applies to other species, said author Dr. Angela Crean. It may or may not, but it definitely gives us all something to think about.
The most interesting activity in the universe typically occurs on the molecular level, on the molecule level. Think about this when you let that creepy old guy inside your body. He may be giving you the gift that keeps on giving. Now, a lot of people were, you know, just very shocked by, you know, like I said, hearing this article. For me, I really wasn't, because if you do understand that there is intelligence inside of the sperm and there is DNA markers inside of all of us, and women are natural receivers. When a man gets off of having sex with a woman, he wipes himself off. He's done. He can just wipe her off and go and stick himself in the next person. Her, she's a receiver. She's just like that plug in the wall. And whatever charge is coming from him is being shut up inside her body. And you can't just dish it away. You can't dish away thoughts and problems and all these things. So on a scientific level, which all I believe mating is, science, we can see how there can be a lot of truth to that. If you just marinate on that in your spirit for a minute, what happens is it's very possible to have that happen, simply because, and that's why the old folks used to always say things like, don't you let every man put his milk up in you. You know, they'd be like, what are they talking about? You know, or people having sex and not letting somebody ejaculate in them, or things like of that nature, because with the intelligence that is in that sperm, it also carries trauma. It also carries, you know, all sorts of intelligence in it. So all this is deposited in the woman, and she has no way of regurgitating this stuff up out of her, and that's why it's best for her to be as selective as possible when she lets someone enter to this heaven that she calls her womb, or her heaven, the space of heaven, because you just, you know, as the queen of the universe, the master of the chessboard, so you go, so the planet goes. And I really do believe that. And it's just that I think that when we start looking at it on more of a scientific level, I know a lot of people get mad when you start talking like that, but when you do look at it on a scientific level, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, it makes me think of evolution, you know, a lot. Mm. That gives evolution a lot of support there, because if you notice, all of the tests that is done for the human being is through some type of animal or species. Mm. And we are compared to these things, you know. We have diseases and its name, and you know, I'm not fully understanding why they use like rats, mice. You know what side of a fruit fly is?
Right.
You can barely see it, you know.
It's like a pin kid. A pinhead.
But
yeah.
I will agree that, cause they bite. A lot of people tell you cute flies doesn't bite, but yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very tiny. So this is very interesting.
You know, and for another reason is because, well, if we had to go back to that little Bible, you know, they always say how the animals were here first. So if that is the case, then that we will have many attributes that are like a animal. You got some people that have a nature of a deer, you know, kind of shy and scared. You have like the Leo, the nature of the lion. They come into a room, everybody know they in there. Yeah, because they loud.
In the future. A lot of us have features that animals, if you really look at it and stuff. You know, I pulled up this one they call K-Man, you know, because we're supposed to be some type of, no, I'm so sorry, Ape-Man. And
Ape-Man.
The features of, it's a man that looks exactly like an ape, because we're supposed to have come from apes, you know, monkeys and apes and stuff.
Yeah, they
came from it. But, you know, not to get off of yourself yet, But I'm just, you know, when you talk about the scientific of things and how they are compared to our, you know, to our behavior, you know. It's sort of interesting why, you know, I'm not understanding why some humans is not used to come up with this. And I will agree with some of the things she's saying that cause behavior. Because our behavior is out of control. And so, you know, when you talk about these things, then why are we being peeled up on so much medication?
Right. But can you imagine that from a human
effect?
And then when you think about that, but if you just think about the ramifications, or maybe the actual madness that could be behind something like, what if a woman had 100 male partners, or 200 male partners, and all of these male partners ejaculated in her, and finally, of course, she's not going to tell her new husband or her new lover that she's been infested with all these men's sperm up in her. And then when he go down in the pool and maybe they create a child, can you imagine how crazy this kid could possibly be? Because it possibly has so many attributes. You know, I'm not even taking none of this stuff into consideration. That's what made me think. When we start talking about mental illness, we start going, well, damn, how many people are we carrying along with us? We are carrying thousands and thousands of people with us.
Yeah. And when you, you know, when you go back and do your own research about it and start thinking, you notice how women can have children that comes out all different complexion and and their looks and stuff. You know, and you hear some family members say, no, that baby don't belong to this family because she don't look nothing like us, you know?
Yeah.
So so when you think about what you're saying, I can feel some truth. You know, you get
like, what?
You get, you know, you get two real dark people that have a light-skinned baby, and they say, this is not your, you know, this is not his baby and stuff. They do a DNA, and the DNA say, yeah, it's his baby. But ain't nobody light-skinned like that in our family. Where did this come from?
It came from that old boyfriend.
Yeah.
from that old boyfriend.
It's interesting.
And you know, oh man, I mean, I don't mean to stay on there. That's just really an insane, I mean, just an insane comment.
Oh,
concept.
I can see why mental illness, mental.
Right. You can see why it's running rampant. Hell, you got about 1,000 people. When you're looking at one person, you're looking at 1,000 people when you're just looking at one person. You know? But you know,
if you go through relationships like that, but I never really liked the man that well to let him jump for me and, you know, and all this because I hadn't seen it done. And I'm very, you know, I always had long relationships.
Oh, not out
you
here
know.
Now. Why do you think all these diseases is getting passed around so rapidly? I mean, they out here now. They just out here. And they are out here
but
in a bad way. You know,
when you go back and think about the days that I grew up in, all these old men that would have sex with these young girls and stuff and give them a little money. And, you know, so, you think about, and you think about this stuff from a young girl, that his sperm got into her body and throughout her life, it's still lingered somewhere in there. You know, even with her having even with her having other relationships and
right. And so there's multiple little intelligent little sperm heads running all around up in there and in her body and circulating through her body. I mean, actually, it's just, you know, if we really could see some of the things, I guess, that would really go on inside of us, you know, it would cause us a lot to make different choices and probably come up with different, you know, ways we handle stuff because, you know, most of us don't see it like that. But if you could even see that, I'm sure just seeing that in your mind's eye make you go, what the hell? You know? But you know,
why do we have programs out here to fix? The program is one and all, you know? It's like everybody is treated the same.
It's kind of,
you know, but you're coming up with all of these things that is causing behavior problems. You know, like multiple men sperm into the woman womb and stuff, and the chemicals that is being put on food and to food and all of this kind of stuff. I cannot understand why.
Right. Nobody's going to hold these corporations responsible for poisoning us.
Well, we are modern-day slavery. You know, did nobody have pity on slavery before? No, I can't say that because they did abolish it, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, even when you think of all this lead, you know, even when you think about all this lead and this lead-based paint, well, now they're starting to say, okay, they say, well, if you got lead in your house now, you know, the city's going to come and they're going to get, you know, all this lead up out your house and then you're going to go, you know, go somewhere else and you'll be in a lead-free home. But the point of the matter is everybody knows that lead is, when it's ingested and, you know, in your body, it causes a lot of brain damage. And it can do a lot of detriment to the individuals who have breathed all that lead. And they are aware of this. With that being said, it can make you have anger problems, high temper problems, unable to be uncontrollable because there's a fuse going off in your brain. None of these things are examined or even thought about when you talk about all these homes that are based in most of the inner cities that are filled with lead. So these children grow up with lead poisoning, certain amount of lead retardation that affects their behavior, it affects the way they think, it affects the way they, you know, their behavior. And
right.
Who should be accountable for retarding and not developing these kids the way they should have been because of the lead-based paint that was in their homes? So everybody wants to put the responsibility on the parent, you know, or something to that effect.
Okay.
There's just some circumstances that was beyond the parent's control. You know, she didn't make no damn paint.
How did the parents know when they moved into this home that was lead in the home? They just
absolutely
start checking for that. How long ago?
She's not a scientist.
You know?
She can't go all through the house and decide if this house has had lead-based paint in it. You know, and then you know how kids are always putting stuff in their mouth.
Why would they make it?
Hello.
Yeah, why would they make something that is harmful to the human being and put in a home for you? You know, this is what I'm not understanding by education. I see a lot of ignorance comes, you know, when you talk about these things that is taking place out here. You know, and these people are supposed to be professionals and stuff, you know, and all. Why would somebody that's supposed to be educated want to create a lead-based tank that would go into a home that would cause damage to the brain of little children?
And that's why I think, like, the conspiracy theorists that say that, you know, people always say, you're a conspiracy theorist. But when you think about some of this stuff, then you would have to come and you would have to ask that question that you just said. What kind of mind would even do something like that unless you have an idea of taking some people out of here, an evil mind, and unless you wanted to kill the people that were, you know. And so I hear a lot of people say, well, they didn't know, well, they didn't know that lead paint was based, was bad for you at first. Okay, I can even agree with that. But when they knew better, then they should have done better. So how come the inner cities were still filled with all that lead paint 40 years after you declared it an emergency and a health hazard? 40 years, a year later, you still have homes filled with lead. So that means the lead abatement people didn't come around and do a good job, because as soon as you detected that lead was a problem, then you should have went to the poor citizens first, knowing that they didn't have the means to get up and move out of some of these older homes. If you really was sincere in your approach to, you know, saying that you wanted to help somebody. So you know it's all craziness. It's hypocritical. It's a hypocritical type of help.
We live in a world of greed, and it seems like nobody really cares anymore about what's going on, or it's so much greed and corruption in the world, and you're trying to stop it, curtail it. And while you're trying to do that, it's more and more, it's growing.
It's more and more
coming up. Yeah, it's more and more greed and corruption to the point that you don't know what is right and what is wrong.
Ain't that so?
You have to feel your way through what you think is best for you.
That's true.
You say, like, people know about these things. I was looking at Dr. Arndt today, and he was talking about this chemical that they put into plastic and stuff like that. And
right.
You can't get a lot of people to understand.
I was going to say, and you know what? That is something that I was hoping that we could, you know, because that is a pretty extensive conversation. I really want to come back to that, maybe tomorrow, if you get a chance. And how household plastics can ruin our life. I guess those phthalates, you know, they're found in numerous items around the home, you know, even in a lot of the food packaging. And I guess a lot of people don't really realize how much plastic is in our bodies, actually.
That's what is really tripping me out.
That is insane. When I heard you talk about that, I was doing a little, and because it's so extensive and I think it's so important, I don't think it would really do anybody justice if I would try to get into that with the last few minutes of the show. So what I was going to do is I was like, I'm hoping that, you know, well, you know what? Hold on, we're going to go to this little tune right back, and we're going to come right back, y'all, in 1 second if I can pull this up, information up. Let's see.
Ain't going to be nothing. Even some teachers did. I don't know this because I've been playing and stuff, but I still know what I want to do.
Okay, we are back. You know what? This is what I was hoping. I was hoping that tomorrow that we can bring this subject right about up, because this would not do any justice. And this is some real interesting information, y'all. This is about plastic and how much these phthalates is what they are for late. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's phthalates, and they're found in all kinds of items around our homes, even in the food packaging, the stuff that we're eating, and it is so detrimental that it's affecting our sex life, it's affecting our sex drive. I mean, this is really deep, and I don't think that a lot of us know that we are simply eating plastic. And everything that so what I was saying is, I'm hoping, Maddie, that we can come back and really join this conversation again, because it seems to me that it's going to take a little bit of delving into. I want to give it the respect that it deserves. And when I started looking up the information, I was so shocked. I said, oh no, we need a little bit more than 15 minutes to talk about this.
Yes, because like you say, a lot of people do not believe that putting their food and heating it up in the microwave can have an effect on them. So
absolutely.
I will agree with you on that.
Well, I'm so glad. And so that means I got a commitment from you tomorrow. So that means y'all, well, as long as my co-host is here, y'all know that I'm going to come right back with y'all. Because as long as she's here, I'm here. And we can bring some more information.
Okay.
And this is really, really something that y'all need to really, really tune in for. Because once y'all start seeing how much plastic is in your body, you're going to be like, it's very important that we start thinking about detoxing. And if we're not doing it already, get real serious about our health in that kind of capacity, because these devils have done the turn up on us. And I mean, in terms of what we're eating, we are actually eating particles and plastics and bat shit, all kinds of crazy stuff that Doritos has bat shit on it. And I didn't even know that. Y'all stay tuned.
Ain't nobody.
Tomorrow. We're going to bring it.
Okay.
We're going to bring it tomorrow. All right, we're going to let Goddess Uranus take us out of here. And we'll see y'all on tomorrow. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Hopefully y'all be right there.
Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your hope.